She won't.
It's not a thing, guys. Don't send dick pics.
Dick pics is bad, right?
It's not nice. No.
Guys, keep your dick in your pants. Exactly. Welcome back to another episode of the Sergio Talks podcast. It's your boy Sergio's Talks.
It's your boy Matt.
It's your boy Carl.
And today we have
Sara Doña.
And guys, before we start this episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon. Yo, finally, man.
Something time. No, where you guys get an exclusive episode every single Friday, something that people on YouTube just don't get as often.
Not cool. No.
And then she was just there. We thought she had a boyfriend, but she didn't. And then she walked to she came to see.
Listen, long story short, I thought she wanted me. She ended up fucking mad. Done deal.
Damn. Oh my God.
But to be honest, she was looking at Sergio. I saw her looking at Sergio multiple times.
Yeah, me too. But I think we all saw that. That's the only reason why I thought there was anything.
We all agreed. She used the.
So, Sarah. How do you and Matt know each other?
Actually, we did 2 TV reality shows here in Quebec. It's not the same thing. Mm-hmm. But I reached out to him to do some
promotion
treatment in my clinic because I have a medical beauty aesthetic clinic. And he agreed and he came like for almost like a year now. And he did a bunch of treatment and I even used him as a model. So...
And now look how he is. So how did you first get into that industry or in that business?
In the medical industry?
Yeah.
I'm a registered nurse. I graduated in 2014 and I was really passionate about like injection, beauty. So I decided to do my training and then slowly like I opened my first business. I was 22 years old and now I'm almost 29 and it's really big and I'm really happy.
Yeah, that's great.
Wow, look at you.
Well, it's kind of interesting because I think like one thing that we like to talk about is like the whole like male female dynamic and stuff like that. So how do you feel about the pressure that younger women have when it comes to like beauty standards? Like what would you tell them, like a few pieces of advice when they want to do certain changes to themselves, like at a young age?
Yeah, I'm really concerned about like everything that is going on with hypersexualization and everything. Mm-hmm. I really want to give a big advice to everybody that follows everybody like on Instagram and they think that they are a model, but they are not some people that you can't follow.
Right.
Because there's a lot of people in Quebec that feels like they are a model, but they're not like, let's say, for example, okay, they will... talk about, can I say like something that it's not come?
Yeah, just say it. If anything, we'll cut it.
Okay, I'll give you an example. Okay, there's an influencer here in Quebec, really famous that everybody follows, but she talks about how she puts candies in her butt, how like big her boobs are, how sex is. This is not some people that we need to follow. This is too much.
Mm-hmm.
What I really want to come promote is natural beauty.
Right.
If you have some problem, like let's say you have acne and it affects your how you feel about yourself, yeah, of course I will help you. If you want to like, let's say you have like small lips and you want to have them a little bit bigger, but not too much. This is something that I will promote. But there's when it goes like to way too much, it's not something that I like.
So do you refuse people sometimes?
Yeah, I really often refuse a lot of people because they want to have it too much. And I'm not an ad for money. Like,
right.
If I feel like it's not natural and I don't recommend and I will not do it for like, let's say my future daughter or my niece, I will never do it.
Because you don't want to be like associated to it?
Exactly. Because like, after that, it's your name.
Yeah.
If some people saw you on the street, they'll be like, who treated you? And they'll say, Sara Doña, it's not good for me.
Right.
Okay.
What's the youngest?
18. If they have 17, they have to come with a parent.
Okay.
And depends what's the treatment.
Right.
Like we don't do injectables to less than 18. And even like 18, sometimes I say no.
Do you feel like in recent years, there's been a lot more men getting cosmetic surgeries done?
Yes, there is. We're really happy because like you guys need to take care of yourself. You need to have a good skincare routine. You need to like, there's a lot of guys that goes to barbershop every week. They spend much, tons and of money, like just to get the line here of their beard. They come to the clinic, they do laser hair removal, and then it's done for life. Always look clean, always nice. Or I've had a lot of guys coming for hair removal on the back. So yeah, there's a lot of guys coming, and it's nice.
So that's what I have.
Mine was that.
That's what I have.
What do you have?
I mean, that's why I don't grow a beard, because I've probably been to, you know, and it just
no, you just don't. You just have bad genetics.
You're just born like that.
Yeah. You wish, though. Sorry. You wish. It's okay.
It's whatever.
It's okay.
It's just a detail.
You wish.
Whatever.
And the worst part is that, like, I'm so badly groomed now. Like, as you're saying the thing about the barbershop, you're like, yeah, you know, they go every week. Me, I'm just, like,
yeah, we're looking.
Come to the clinic, then you won't. I won't think about barbershop or anything.
But
you are going to be always
a week,
ready.
Though, because, like, for us, like, also, like, our barbers are kind of like our
friends.
Friends. For some people, it's like even therapy.
Yeah, it's a therapy. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But also, it's just obviously like for like a guy, there's a lot less like beauty standards that are that is imposed on us. So for us, at the very limit, like it's like the only thing that's required of us to be deemed like a good looking guy is to have a clean,
yeah,
a clean shave and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
What's the most like the guys asking, like, what treatment they ask the most, like
laser hair removal in their ears, back, beards are the most famous, and now we're starting to get a lot of guys coming for facial.
Oh, good.
Wait, the older I'm getting though, like the more like I have, like I smile a lot, like I have a lot of like
wrinkles.
Wrinkles here. Yeah, I'm
ugly.
I'm ugly.
But you know what? There's a lot of guys now that they won't tell you, like even in your friends group, that they have Botox. Like
really?
A lot. Yeah, there's a lot of people think that Botox, you're gonna look completely
like plasticky.
Exactly. Yeah. But no, you can get it and have like a natural result and like still have wrinkles, but not as deep as before.
Mm.
So there's a lot of guys that have Botox now.
My only concern is that I like when I smile, I like when like my eyes become like squinty. Mm. Would that like get rid of it, like when I smile?
No, it's gonna stay the same. It's just the wrinkle. Yeah. Like your muscles gonna be more relaxed. That's Botox.
Okay, get Botox, man.
There you go, buddy. That's crazy.
Do you imagine him getting Botox?
I'm going to look the same. I'm just
You're
going to
look
less.
The
but
same.
Listen, we'll just have less. From our perspective, just us three.
Okay, wait. Okay. You know what we should do? Hmm. So I'm 27. You're
25.
You're
24.
Okay, so if you just look at us quickly, rate each one of our like our
skin age?
No, not our skin age.
Okay.
Like skin, I guess, health? Skin
care?
Health.
Oh, skincare.
Like, what would you rate our skin on 10?
Oh, there you go.
and be honest. Don't.
Matt has a 10 on a 10. I know he treats his skin.
Yeah, it takes 45 minutes.
Listen, man. Shout out to her, though. She gave me the facials. If you want the skin, you can go see her clinic. This is why.
But love both friend. Of you guys have oily skin. Like, yeah, I can
see it.
Now. Yeah, yeah. Like, you're shiny.
Yeah, yeah. I thought I was just a star.
You're just oily.
Hey, listen, man. But
I don't know if you have like a skincare routine, but it's the minimum. It's where you guys have to start. Even if you are a guy, you need a skincare. Okay, so come after like the
after
podcast,
the
I'll tell you what to buy, what to get.
Yeah. Is it bad to use the same towel for your body and your face?
That's crazy.
Not really. It doesn't change anything. It's more like, what's the product you're going to use?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Carl's like, is it okay if I use the same towel 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah, I was scared he was about to say something like that. I was like, oh my God.
So oily skin. Oh, damn. Sure. But the other day, we like, because Matt was in the bathroom for 45 minutes.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, we just finished eating, he must be using the bathroom. And no, it wasn't that. He was just in there doing his skin routine for
as I should.
45 minutes straight.
Yes. I have to put some cream on my body, some cream, different creams, some beard treatment type of thing. Bro, what do you like? Listen,
and the
she
worst
just
part,
gave me a shout out. What do you think for?
And the worst part, though, because the thing is that you hog the bathroom for 45 minutes.
You have your own bathroom and you don't live there. So what does it matter?
I actually needed the bathroom.
And in those 45 minutes, he didn't brush his teeth.
Yeah, well, I brushed it after.
That was
Anyways, move on.
But do you get a lot of messages from guys lately since you've been doing like skincare routines or like just like maintaining like your beard and stuff? Like, have you gotten guys like approaching you being like,
what's your
like,
skincare?
Like, what's your skincare routine or stuff like that?
Honestly, well, two things. Yes, I had a couple. Like, yes, but mostly I have girlfriends of men asking me where do I do my
skincare. So they could put their mans on.
Yes. I have a lot. Like, when I was doing a lot of like facials with her and I was promoting, all my DMs were just girlfriends. Mm. Hey, like, can you tell me like the price? How was the experience? How was blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, and they're like, the end message is always like, for my man. And I'm like, why is not him DMing me? It's always her. But like, I guess.
Guys are shy.
Yeah, I would put it this way.
But I also think guys care less about those things too. Like I said, because I'm kind of like careless when it comes to those things. I never put like a grand importance to those things. Yeah, because like I never really get like crazy breakouts or stuff like that. So I never really feel like there's anything wrong with my skin unless somebody like points it out, you know.
But there's a lot of guys too, like they're shy about it and they'll be like, no, I don't need that, I'm a man, you know. They really do.
Yeah. Well, no, I liked it. There's one time I remember I got finessed. I was just walking through like Fairview and like there's these guys. I'd be like, hey, sir. You want to come see a product quick? Mm-hmm. And then he starts like showing me all these different products. He was like, this thing has like gold flakes in it and this and that for nourishing your skin. Me, I'm there and I'm like, I will literally buy whatever you tell me to buy. And then like I brought it home and then my ex-girlfriend at the time was like, you got ripped off.
What the fuck is that?
She's like, what is this? She's like, this will literally give you more pimples than anything.
It's true how you get, you know how like your girl disses you so much when you get like that one product or whatever and you're like, oh, that should be good for my skin.
Yeah.
And then you just put it on the table and she's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, she's like, she's gonna break up with me.
Yeah, like the judgment is insane.
Or I'm gonna go to jail.
Yeah, and then she looks and turns around. You see all these products and then starts to find like this is so bad. This will do that to your body and then you will lose your arm type of thing. You're like, yo, what? It's just I don't know. The guy told me to take it, bro.
But to me, like at least in my case, the girls have a way of making me feel like the biggest piece of shit in the world when that happens. Do you know what I mean?
I'm talking about.
It's like, do you want to get laid ever again? And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I trusted the guy.
So Sarah, you have your own business, right? Yeah. It's been how long you have your own business?
Since now more than 7 years.
Okay. And I wanted to know, since your business, you're doing good, how's having a business has affected or not your dating life?
Oh my gosh.
Here we go.
It really did. Honestly, like I've been in a relationship for almost 6 years and it was really hard because I was working a lot. You know, it's your business, it's your baby, like you have goals that you want to achieve. So it really affected my relationship because my ex felt that I was too much working.
You were prioritizing the business at the time.
But I was prioritizing both. Mm-hmm. But for him, like, it was too much. And, like, his goals were not the same as mine. Like, he was really comfortable with what he had. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to work more. Like, he was not ambitious. Mm-hmm. So, basically, like, he felt less of a man. Because I was more powerful. Like, I was getting more money. I was always traveling. I was independent. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm sorry, guys, if your girlfriend are, like, more than you, you're going to feel less than a man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody knows. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
So,
but was it, like, a him thing? Or, like, also you felt, like, more, let's say, masculine in a way?
Because I felt more masculine. I felt, like, I was way superior than he was and I wasn't feeling secure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What I say about secure is that I didn't want to get pregnant because I know he wouldn't be able to provide for me, the child and everything because I have a business. Yeah. If I don't work, I don't get money.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to feel that security.
Yeah.
A guy needs to be like the main, the man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't understand about like a bunch of things. So then we split up and I've been single for 2 years and it was so hard. Like every time I was dating a guy, he was like, you're too independent for me. Or like some guy was like, oh my God, you know what? You have your house, your dog, your business. You don't even need a man. Like you got more your shit together than I have. Like that was always the same answer back to back.
They were like intimidated.
Yeah.
They are most definitely.
Yeah.
So would you say that you're like a traditional woman? So you want your man to provide for you, essentially?
I don't want him to provide for me, but I want to be feeling that if something happens, I'm secure. Yeah, I'm set.
He has you. Like
exactly. You. He has me and my future kids because, of course, I want to have kids, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm like a...
But you also want to have someone that you can like learn from, right?
Exactly.
Like, so that like you guys might be at the same place financially, but he might know certain things more than you that you could still learn from him, right?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of men get intimidated by the financial aspect only. Yeah. Which what the guy told you, right? You have your dog, your house, or this or that, and it's kind of all revolving around like a financial aspect. So I think they kind of get scared and intimidated from that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like if you're a guy on your grind and you want to bust up and you're ambitious and you're driven, then you shouldn't really be afraid about who you're going to get into a relationship with because you know where you see yourself at in a few years from now.
Yeah. Because I was about to say, is it like a little bit like a personality thing?
Yeah.
Because like let's say in my case, a girl that's like independent, has her business or whatever, doesn't do anything to me. If anything, I love it. I'm like, shit, get your fucking money up. Like, I fucking love it. And it actually attracts me more. Because you guys know my history. When it comes to like dating, I had more like girls that were like not independent, more like dependent or whatever. And for me, it was like more like I'm bothered type of thing. So like, I think in my opinion, for how my personality is, if a girl is independent up to her shit and she doesn't need a man, it actually drives me more to be like, no, I'm gonna show you that you need me or you want me or like some shit. Cause it's more attractive that the girl is actually so independent that she doesn't want any man, but then therefore she showed you a little bit of interest.
Mm-hmm.
With her busy schedule, she gave you that little like, oh, like you're kind of interesting. I have time for you. And I'm like, damn, so you give me that time, bet I'm gonna take you. I won't be like, yeah, no, I'm okay.
Yeah,
like, I don't know. Like for me, it's like I see it differently. I would say.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a personality trait.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because like at the end of the day, I think you and your partner, you guys are growing together. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
It's like you'd rather have someone that's also like on a grind with you than someone that's like so like affected by his masculinity that you're getting more money, anything like that. Then you know, you just have to find the right person in a way.
Yeah,
I have like this question I always like to ask. I don't know your salary, but I'll put you in perspective. Let's say your dream man makes $80,000 a year, but he's like very secure. He's in his masculine energy. You're making way more than him, whatever like salary you have, but he's making 80K and it's like his dream job. He doesn't want to go further or whatever. He loves his job. Would you take him as is like the 80K a year? Or since you're making way more, you're like, this is not enough for me, but we're talking about your dream man.
I've been thinking about a salary thing because, you know, after 2 years of being single, I was like, what I will accept is like a guy that is ambitious but has a minimum of 100K per year.
Okay.
I know like it's tricky to talk about money. There's a lot of people that be like, oh my God, she just think about money. No, I just think about my future.
Yeah.
Yes, I make more than 100K, but nowadays in 2023, if you want to like be able to pay a house, travel a little bit, grow up your kids that they will have everything they need, you need a minimum of 100K. That's how I think about like financial. So 100K, it's perfect for me. If he's ambitious, he will not tell me you work too much or whatever, that he will help me even grow and I will help him grow, it's perfect. Yeah, and I found it.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
2 months ago.
Oh.
Finally.
Dale, she was talking for me, like she was describing her thing in her head.
Oh, her lights were lighting.
Look how she's happy. Look at her.
Yeah,
oh, my
so
God.
Happy. You don't even understand. Like, it came up from nothing. I really didn't expect it.
Yeah.
And I met this perfect man. He's not even a guy. He's a man. Yeah. Valid. I'm really happy.
Are you familiar with like the toxic men on the internet lately, like Andrew Tate and all those people?
Yeah, you know what? I like Andrew Tate a little bit.
Damn. Love that. Please
yeah,
explain.
Because sometimes he says stuff and I'm like, yeah, it makes sense. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know?
What do you feel makes sense about what he says?
Like about what kind of girl he'll be dating. Yes, he's not like the right example. He's always with a bunch of girls or whatever, mm-hmm. but like his dream women is like, I respect what he says about it.
Yeah, he's always been like that, right? He always says in his mind, I'm speaking in blatant terms, he says you treat like bitches one way, but your wife completely different.
Yeah,
like they're not even on the same level at all. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like your wife, you protect, you provide, and she's the most precious thing in the world. Where he also, but on the other side of things, he says, don't waste your time on women that are not going to be your wife. Stop spending your money and energy and time because you're just kind of throwing it, you know, in the dust kind of thing. You know?
Exactly. And I respect that. There's a lot of people that hate him because he's rude. Like he's so
direct
with how he talks about the bitches.
You're right. Yeah.
Okay. And I feel the same thing. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't respect them. Mm-hmm. I don't care if they don't respect me. Like I'll respect a woman that works at McDonald's, mm-hmm. provide for her kids. And I won't respect a girl that sells pictures of her naked online.
Mm. Okay. So essentially you're saying like, let's say OnlyFans. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Okay. If I would make an OnlyFans, I know I'll make a lot of money. Yeah. And I will never do it in my life because I have respect for me. I have respect for my family. Mm-hmm. And like, it's not something that I will promote at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I find interesting too about like the whole internet lately, and it's kind of like we spoke about it a few episodes ago, is that I feel like now people put labels on everything, right? They talk about feminism, extreme feminist, high value men, and stuff like that. And I think in order for things to change, we have to stop putting people into like categories. Mm-hmm. So the way that we were thinking is that basically there is no such thing as a high value man. I think as men, it's either you are a man or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I think if in order for you to be labeled as a man, you have to have something that drives you. You have to have something that you're ambitious about, that you're something that you're always chasing. I don't think naturally as men, we are capable of just being comfortable where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
I think the society that we've built has made us comfortable.
Yeah.
And I think especially when we get into relationships with women, you know, we easily get comfortable because we think, oh, she's never going to leave me. She loves me way too much. I could just start slacking on my dreams. And, you know, guys either, you know, stop going to the barber, they stop going to the gym, they stop working as hard, to have less goals and ambitions because they feel secure.
Yeah.
But then the whole statistic of 80% of women initiate divorce most likely stems from the fact that, you know, the woman is not seeing them in the same light that they thought. You know what I mean?
Changed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that they changed and that they were first in love with the man that was driven, that was ambitious and was all these things. And all of a sudden you stop. But then the women stay with them for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, have kids, get married. And then like by the 10th year or 20th year, the husband's like, oh, you're going to give up on everything that we've built, you know?
Yeah.
And the woman's like, no, I've been waiting for you to change for the past 20 years. Like, you know what I mean?
To be just the guy that I fell in love with, you know?
Yeah.
Not just a random new guy, technically, in a way.
Or the men that you are supposed to be or like that she was like.
Or you sold yourself to be,
actually,
you know?
You're like, you're driven, you have ambitious, you're like, I want to do this, and then she's just looking at like that, like a picture. It's like, okay, that looks like a good like man for me and mm-hmm. for my kids. Like you mentioned like earlier, like you're looking like further because you want kids and like if something you want to be secure for the next like years, whatever, which is honestly, it's totally understandable. Like it's just us guys and women's and men, I guess.
So now you don't have to spill all the tea, but now with the new person that you're seeing, what do you see as the biggest difference from your 6-year relationship to now this person? Like the difference in personalities from both people. Like what is the biggest change?
Okay. First thing.
The smile is insane.
Let me pull out the list.
Yo, she's glowing. You're like, from the 6 years, she's like this. She's like, Well, like, what the? Bro, hey, hey, yo, put the camera on me. Yo, who are you, bro? Like, what are you? What? Girl's happy as hell. Yo, you did your job, bro. What is this?
Yeah, he really
teach
did.
Teach me the ways, bro. What is this guy?
Honestly, he's just, like, so gentleman. Like, there's some small little things that makes him different than any guy. Like, he will open the door. He will, like, makes me come first. He will... he's just so nice. I don't know what to say.
Did he watch our podcast?
Yo, yeah. I was about to say. Imagine he took the tricks. He was like, all right, let's. We did a whole episode about like being a gentleman thing.
Yeah, like being chivalrous. Like, I can tell him to come here. He's going to talk to you about like being a gentleman. Like, he's so respectful with my family. That's so important.
Yeah.
Like, for example, last week it was Comic-Con. He called my brother-in-law and he was like, I'm going to come and get Danya's nephew to go to the Comic-Con. Like, he doesn't even know my family.
He does the extra.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Those little extra things are really important.
Yeah.
And the fact that my family loves him because he's really respectful, gentleman. Every time he comes to my family's house, he brings stuff, you know, he doesn't come empty-handed.
Damn.
Come. That's those cool. little things are important.
Yeah. Mm. And also making 100K a year.
Yeah. He makes a bit more, but it's extra, you know?
Yeah, for sure, it's a bonus. But I think essentially what you were wanting is just someone that could, like, match your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
And also, like, okay, I've been dating guys, okay? We've been going out, clubs, bars, whatever. Every time there was girls coming, hi, how are you? They will all be like, hi, and cuddling them, kissing them. Him, no. If a girl comes and I'm, even if I'm not with you, everybody is telling me now he's pushing every girl away. So that's important. Mm-hmm. And that's really important, especially now in Montreal. Like, guys or girls, even like, I'm more afraid of girls than guys.
Oh, for sure.
I don't trust any girls.
1,000% now.
I don't trust any girls. So like, if a guy's act like that, he's special because there's not a lot. It's really rare right now.
He's focused.
Is he older or younger than you?
He's going to turn 30 this Sunday. So
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You have a surprise for him. It's going to disclose after Sunday, so it's fine too. He's not going to see
you. Yeah, he's going to be in.
Yeah.
My family is organizing him like a dinner on Friday, and Sunday we're going to beach club. So.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Right.
I never received any dick pic, first of all. Second of all, like, it's basically like you raped my eyes. My view was being raped.
I never heard this one. What?
Because I didn't ask to see it, you know?
Yeah. Rape my eyes? I'm going to use that now.
Of course.
I'm going to rape my eyes, bro. Whoa.
You're getting dick pics.
No, I just said
who's raping your eyes?
I'm saying that if I see some shit, I will say that now.
I'm not sending you no dick pics.
You don't?
You won't.
It's not a thing, guys. Don't send dick pics.
Dick pics is bad, right?
It's not nice. No.
Guys, keep your dick in your pants.
Exactly. Please. Come, you can send a picture of you like in the mirror where you can see your abs or whatever, like your sexy pictures, but don't send a picture of your dick that.
It's like your dick and then the feet. You know?
Yeah, exactly. No,
sometimes they're wearing sandals, sexy. Sometimes they're socks, or like crow feet and like dick. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like this. Or maybe he's feeling like this.
Or like this?
Yeah. Like he's doing this with his toes.
You like it?
He's like that, yeah.
Send me flowers, you know? Send me a picture of my favorite coffee.
Yeah.
You thought about me, you bought my favorite coffee. I don't know. Something like that, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. If you send a picture of a girl to a girl and you're like, oh, I was thinking about you. I went to Starbucks. I bought your favorite coffee and I'm drinking it. I'm thinking about you. That's cute. That's romantic. Okay.
But we know the small things.
And
go
you
a long
see,
way.
You didn't pay for nothing, but it's romantic. It's a gesture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Small things. They matter, actually.
Small exactly. things matter.
Boys. So actually interesting topic. Are you guys familiar with Francesca? She did like Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of like tea that's been like going around the internet, and that people are speculating that the engagement ring that she got was from a collab.
Oh, okay.
Because she's posting like a lot of pictures of it. she's always tagging like the people that she got the ring from, etc. So a lot of people are speculating that it was a collab. Not saying that she got it for free, but like at like maybe at a discounted rate.
Okay.
So how would you feel if ever you were to find out that you, the engagement ring that you got was from a collab?
I would say no.
You say no? Even if it's your dream ring.
No, I don't care.
The perfect carrot.
I don't care. I'd rather like my man pay for me like a $500 ring. But
watch
he,
out. He's going to watch this.
Yeah, he knows. I told him. Like,
okay.
But I'd rather him paying, making that effort for the $500 yeah. than doing a collab. Like, what's this? We're like, yeah. where are we right now? Like, right. this is going too much. You know, it's yeah. supposed to be significant. How
yeah.
do we say
yeah, significant.
Significant. Significant.
Yeah. yeah. What if he got a discount?
If he got a discount, I don't mind if it's his friend or whatever. Yeah. He made me made him a discount, but like.
Yeah.
Would you ask the price?
Honestly, yes and no, but like I really don't care. Like it doesn't matter for me.
Would
I mean,
you
it's
care?
The type yeah. of man, though.
I know, but would you care if it was a real diamond or a lab grown diamond?
No, honestly, like really? I don't care. Like if he did the effort to buy the ring, to ask me, come, this is a lot, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you guys are getting married. You don't. You're yeah. not gonna think of, oh my god, how much is it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. yeah.
I mean, it's the type of man that she's dating. Also, like she. She would trust him enough to be like, it's a like yeah. it's a real diamond or a lab grown, yeah. and it's like maybe costly, whatever. Like obviously, if you go with a man that's like more like, might be like, is that like a $210 ring?
Yeah, no, $10. There's a limit.
What's your limit? $500 is your limit?
Yeah, it's the minimum. If it really like, let's say he doesn't have like a good job and like that's what he can afford, and yeah. he works Meaningful. Hard to. To get that ring, yeah, yeah, why not? But
yeah,
what's his thought behind it?
He's Italian,
so you know damn well he's getting a discount.
Actually, we're always at Daima right now.
What's that?
We're always at Daima. You said Daima?
Daima. Yeah,
yeah, we always go there.
So okay. how's it to date Italians?
Honestly, it's so different. Like I dated like all ethnicity yeah. and. Like he's Sicilian and he's kind of like Arabs, you know, like they are men. They want to take care of their women. Like you feel safe. They are respectful, gentlemen, everything. Come, I really like that.
They're also part of the mafia.
Not all of them, I know, okay?
Yo, maybe we should look for
you guys should get on the Italian train
Italian
for sure.
Girlfriends.
Italian train.
Yeah, they will cook Italian for train. You. They will take run? Care of you guys.
He said
what?
He said the Italian train.
Get on the Italian train. It's like a, it's an expression.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah
I get it. I get it.
That's
what
I understand.
What you said?
I said Italian girls or even Arab girls. They will take care of you. They will cook for
Arab
you.
Girls.
They will take care
yeah,
of you.
Like
yeah, that's
girls.
His type. Yeah. His type is.
Well,
I blush for them.
Moroccan, Tunisian, like me, we are the best.
She gave her a big shout out, and all the girls in the DM were
yeah,
like,
wow, I don't know.
Matt has had a rough time with Moroccans. And
yeah, I do have a hard time.
I don't think he has the same definition of the best. The best of the worst?
No, but honestly, it depends on the personality.
It.
Come,
yeah.
Doesn't
yeah.
mean your ethnicity, what kind of girl you are. It means how your parents, like,
raised you,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I do have the same like type of like pattern though when what? It goes to like ethnicities.
Toxic?
But when it comes to ethnicities, I do have like certain patterns that are the same depending on the ethnicity.
What do you mean?
I know it doesn't.
Light skin? Like,
what?
Sorry.
No, like what? All I'm saying is like, let's say Americans or like Arab girls, when I'm dating them, like the patterns of like why it would end up or not working is always the same.
What is it? I want to know.
Yes, Matt, tell us, please. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Well, I guess
you know.
you guys say that you like a man or someone that's more like what's entrepreneur?
Like dominant, forward.
Yeah.
Forward,
yeah.
dominant, mm-hmm. whatever. I have like a big personality, but. I guess I don't know what type of guy.
Big personality.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I know it's not you two that says that. What? You shut the fuck up. You have a big personality, so you know. You shut the fuck. You're the
actually, you honestly, mean? Yeah. You shut the fuck.
Yo,
up.
Yo, you're a big ass baby. Shut the
Are
fuck.
You guys
up.
Nuts. Me.
You have a big personality. You gave me, anyways, go
what?
Continue.
You were about to say, gave me
what? I gave you what?
He gave me the biggest attitude because I took a bite from a donut.
Yes, that's true.
That was the dumbest shit ever, bro. There's a whole box. See,
look at him. Okay, listen. Okay, so hold on. Sarah, listen. I took, he got Krispy Kreme donuts, no. Right? Okay. And then there was one of the donuts that I tried and had, what is it? The
whatever, just apple shit in it.
Anyways, it had, like I didn't like it, right? Okay. So me, I took a bite from it. I put it back. These two were at the gym. They come back. He opens the box and he sees that there was a donut with a bite in it, right? But I only left it there because I knew someone like Matt
will eat it,
right? And then he
decided to put a fucking
his...
Okay, so...
no, wait, hold on. You went to the point of wrapping it up in a napkin and putting it in my room.
Okay, first of all, you didn't
see it. There's a reason. Look. Hold on. No. There's a reason why I put it back in the box in the first place. It's because I didn't like it. I'm not going
to
eat it.
No, you said... That's crazy. You said you took a bite and you wanted Matt to have it afterwards.
Yes. And then when I asked Matt, I said, Matt, would you eat this? He said yes.
Okay, fair enough.
So why'd you put it in his room?
Okay, fair enough. When you open a box, you take a bite, you don't like it or whatever, you don't put it back in the box with everything else.
If what anything, do you think is going
to
happen?
I don't understand, but do I have malaria or something? Yeah, I don't get it.
You'll put it somewhere else for him to have it. You don't put a...
Yes, I put it...
Yeah, we're not going to argue.
A donut. Yeah, a donut with a bite.
We have a guest. Shut the fuck up.
Are you afraid of germs?
Also, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my, okay. Maybe
you guys are nuts.
We're going to move subject for now.
In the straight middle of the box.
We're going to move subject because we have a guest.
Crazy.
Stop yelling at me in front of a guest.
What do you mean? Yes. I'm not... Okay.
Okay. So what's the pattern? I didn't forget about the Moroccan thing.
So I guess...
The best way is that you like to gaslight.
Okay, yes, but this has nothing to do with what I'm about
to say. It does.
It doesn't.
Okay,
it
we'll see. Go ahead. Go. Okay.
I'm... Yes? Yes, what's going on? Yes, producer.
What, producer? Yeah, she's heard all the stories.
Okay, so I do have a dominant personality, whatever. So overall, when it comes to like dating Moroccans in general, they like to... you guys like to dominate a lot. So, what is this? What do you do? Is that true? What does that mean?
Yeah, it's true, but you need to step up and put us on our place.
Oh, so you're not mad enough.
No, I do it, but most of the time they don't like it, so that's why it just ends up. Like,
maybe they're just crazy. Like,
I'm happy you said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said it. That's one. Can you make more noise while she's talking, please?
Yeah, what's your problem?
So that's a good question. So in order for
you want to talk, that's what I'm saying.
So in order for a guy to be dominant, what would you say is like the top three things that he can do in order to be a little bit more like dominant or assertive or just more of a man?
Oh my God, I don't know. I don't have any ideas right now, but I know that I am dominant. Mm-hmm. And like, let's say my boyfriend, he's a dominant too. So sometimes he put me at my place. Okay. Like sometimes I will argue with him about something and be like, no, I know what I'm saying.
Do you have an example in your head right now?
No, I don't have an example. Like I have something, but it's not like a real example. Let's say we're going to be like in a restaurant and I want to pay for like the dinner.
Okay.
Like that's a small example, but he'll be like, no, you can't pay. And we're going to start arguing. And sometimes I will put my card on top of the machine and he will push me and like argue with me.
They start fighting in the restaurant.
Yeah, like you can't do that. Yeah. For him, it's a shame.
Yeah.
Okay.
And for you, it was a turn on.
Yeah, because we argued for like 15 minutes about like who's going to pay. So,
But you also don't mind it if ever you ended up paying. Right?
Yeah, no, like, I don't mind. Like it's a pleasure for me to pay for him, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So did it happen that you guys at some point like argued really like you like in the beginning and you like kind of test him, like see if he's dominant, and then you kind of saw the side of him being super dominant and you're like inside of you like, ooh, okay.
Not yeah, like that's it. Nice. Yeah.
A little Sicilian spice.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. It's a little, if there's no spice, it's boring.
Yeah.
Okay. Well said.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about a guy, I guess, in society now, having to pay on the first date?
Of course he has to pay on the first date.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of guys that is going to be watching and they'll be like, oh, this girl's too bougie. No.
Yeah.
He has to pay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's Does it have to be a bougie date? Or like no. ice cream and walk.
Ice cream. You know, my first date with my ex was ice cream and walk.
Shut the fuck up. Man. Shut up.
Wait, yo, hold on. Wait a minute. She said with her ex.
Huh? Yeah, no, but
she's
like,
not with him anymore. No, I'm just saying. I'm okay, just saying.
But I'm just going to say something, even for the girl, okay? Let's say you go on a first date.
Yeah.
If you go to a restaurant, you need to wait for, like, the first plate and then second plate and then the dessert. And then, mm-hmm. like, if the waitress is taking too much long yeah. time
yeah.
and the guy, you're not feeling it, you're not being comfortable, it's too long. If yeah. you're going for a walk, quick walk, ice cream, if you don't feel it, you can go.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel it, you can keep the night and go somewhere else. I don't know, you know? So it's good to start with walking and ice cream. It's a relaxed date. But then after, you need to step up.
Okay. We'll do. Just, yeah. Because I don't know if you've seen it, but I always say that to these. For me, ice cream and walk as first date, absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's
not expensive for both of us. If we don't like each other, like, it's like,
exactly. bye-bye,
whatever, whatever. And then if I really like you, second date, put the fucking card on. You should take some notes.
But it's valid.
Yeah, but do you want to talk about the $600 date?
What are you...
Which is a girl that you're not shit. With.
No. And thankfully so. But I'm in a happy medium now. I didn't do 600 and I didn't do ice cream and walk. I found a healthy medium.
So please give us the formula to win.
I did do a dinner date at first only because I feel like I'm somebody who I'm good at creating conversations.
Okay.
I'm good at like breaking the ice.
Yeah.
And I also, I like to me myself get dressed up. And I also like knowing, I like seeing a girl that's also put herself together for the date.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's a different vibe for me. And I feel like the restaurant, if you are a good person that knows how to hold a conversation, that you could easily just make it lighthearted, fun, not too serious, you know, because mm-hmm. it's nerve-wracking for both people, mm-hmm. especially for the girl too, who, like, yeah, she's going on a date with you, but there's a higher chance that you are a creep than she is.
Okay,
do you get what I mean? Yeah, yeah. So it's very stressful for the girl to go on a date with someone that she's not really familiar with. Yeah, I feel like there's a lot more guys that are desperate to do things like that yeah. than there are girls, right? Yeah, so 100%. To make that like the girl comfortable, I essentially did what, you know, everything that you mentioned that you would like a guy to do like on a first date and that you guys do as well. So it's like opening the door, mm-hmm. meeting her outside, pulling out the chair for her at the restaurant, paying for the first date, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and just maintain that all throughout. And even now, almost a year in, I still open the door. I still do all those things, yeah. right?
So in your 2 years that you're single,
yeah.
have you ever went to like a date that the guy wanted to split the bill or you paid?
I paid for too much dates. Yeah. Too much. Yeah.
That's wild.
And big bills like $300, $400. Yeah.
What the fuck? I'm losing my masculine yeah. gauge as she's saying that. Like, yeah. What the fuck for these guys? I'm feeling uncomfortable right now. $300.
Wild.
Yeah. What, the men, what, please tell
There's
me the reaction
a lot of
the men.
Guys.
Like he wanted
like,
to split the bill and you're like, I'm going to pay.
Let's say the bill comes.
Yeah.
And I always do that. Oh, I'm going to pay. They won't like fight with me for like who's going to pay.
On the first date?
On the
They're
first
gonna
date.
They're just going to say, okay.
They're just going to be like, oh, thank you so much. And I'll be like, you're welcome, but never again, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, it happened to me a lot. And even like older guys or whatever, they had like good jobs. Yeah.
Like they could pay.
They could pay. Like, they could pay even double and triple. And they let me pay.
So, tips and tricks. If you want a high value woman, you just want a beautiful woman, and she fights with you to pay the first bill, don't let her pay.
Exactly.
Don't. Yeah. Even if she's like, yeah, yeah, it's fine. No, pay, my God.
Yeah.
What are you about to say? I know for you, it's like...
I just don't understand why it's like it's the bare minimum that you need to do.
Exactly.
Because yeah. like I've always said, like at first I feel like the guy has to sell himself to the girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And show himself. And I think the dynamic kind of switches or balances itself out once you guys get into an actual relationship.
Yeah.
Right. Like where the girls afterwards will be there to take care of you in yeah. both an emotional, mental, but also financial aspect. So I just think that guys at the beginning need to understand that your investment, like any investment, has to happen at the beginning.
Exactly.
So you get a return on your investment later
yeah.
on.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
The guys are going to argue, yeah, but I'm also the investment and blah, 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 blah. Yes, but you have to sell yourself. You have to show that you're a good stock
mm-hmm.
for the girl to want to invest in you. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just, the dynamic switches from time to time, you know? And also, I think it consistently changes also throughout time. Like when you guys are done dating and now you guys want to have a kid and stuff, well, like the girl also has to see that you're a worthy investment as a father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And vice versa. And the guy has to see that you're a worthy investment as someone who's going to bear his children, that you're not going to be smoking, you're not going to be drinking while you're pregnant. You know what I mean? So I feel like just like the investment always changes depending on where you guys are in your relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn.
True.
300 was the max?
No. If the max was 600.
And that's considered a big bill?
Huh?
That's considered a big bill?
Yeah, it's a big bill for me, yeah. For a girl, yeah, it is.
It is a fucking big bill.
I'm sorry, like $600 spent on a first date for What'd a guy.
Do?
Huh?
What'd you do? What was the date?
He's a nobody. Like he was
not him. Like, what was the date? Like food.
We went to a restaurant, like a couple of bottles of wines, nice food. Come, I like to go to nice restaurant, you know. So it's a bit expensive, but yeah, I paid the bill, and the guy was a lawyer, so
that is crazy.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Did he send you a message after?
Like he wanted to have a second date, and I said no. I'm not available.
Not available.
Yeah, not available.
Love that.
Yeah.
She gave him the legal term. Yeah. Not available. Yeah, not available.
Exactly.
Not that I'm not interested. I can't. I'm busy. Not available.
For the next 365 and plus days,
because
I will not
when
be
you see
you.
That a guy accept the first date to pay, you're like, you think, later what is on. He going to do next? You know, how is he going to act? Is he going to be like a man after? Like, directly, you think about all those questions and you don't feel secure.
Yeah, you think long-term immediately,
exactly.
Right?
That's how I think, because I want to get, like, in a serious relationship. I'm not there dating just for fun, just to have, like...
Yeah.
Okay, so like she said, she paid too much dates, right? And then she found that Italian man that literally...
Sicilian man, because I've heard Italians say, hey, I'm not Italian, I'm Sicilian.
Yeah, okay, exactly. Sicilian, it's different.
And she... fought for 15 minutes saying, who the fuck do you think you're going to pay in front of me? And then Sarah inside was like...
Oh. Yeah, I was like, finally.
Who is this man? But low-key, poker face. No, I want to pay. But then inside was like...
Exactly.
That's how you pay for
That's
me.
That's exactly how I felt.
He pulled out these things and she was like, okay.
Oh, damn.
That's good. So listen, fellas, tips, tricks, and advice. Pay on the first date.
Yeah.
Do what we've been saying for the longest time. Mm-hmm. Open the door. Make sure that when you guys are walking on the street that you put on the side of the opposite end of the cars. Mm-hmm. Okay? Even if the chances are very low that she gets hit by a car, you still put her on that side. Pay for the first bill. What am I missing?
Bring her back home.
Bring her back home.
Yeah.
Open door. Every door. You said it already.
Yeah.
If she goes back on her own, ask her to text you back when she arrives back home, you know, something like that. That's nice.
But that's what I do too. Just like, cause I get like very like worried because there's some fucked up people in the world.
Yeah, there is.
Like I always wait until she gets
in the house.
Inside and then I leave. Yeah.
You know, when you said it's an investment, like I really agree with you because, you know, if a guy like pay for the first date and then you realize he's a good guy, like for me, I'll give the world to this guy, you know?
Yeah.
And he will be spoiled with like you said, gifts, anything, like just gesture.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna be feeling like a man that he's been taken care of.
Yeah, he's gonna feel valued.
So it's the first impression that is important.
Yeah, 100%. And like I said, the girl is also putting her part. She's also, like, quite frankly, showing up.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's her part of the investment because. Out of all of the options that girls have, she's deciding and choosing to go on a date with you.
Taking the time to go with you and choosing you.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's not coming across as like a financial investment, but a lot of girls, as they get older with time, that they lose is essentially their time and their youth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if she's on a date with you, that means she's already postponing any other potential mate and investing her time into you. So if you're there to waste her time, she's going to say, listen, pal, not available.
Not available.
Not available at all.
So two keywords from this podcast is not available. Rape my eyes and
not available.
Not available. I will keep that in my vocabulary.
Rape my eyes is a good one.
Yeah.
Guys, hopefully you guys enjoyed that episode. Sarah, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Guys, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and check us out on
Patreon.
And it's been your boy, Sergio's Talk.
It's your boy Matt.
It's your boy Carl.
And Sarah Donia.
And we'll see you guys next week. Don't forget to go ahead and check out Sarah Donia if you guys want to get rid of these things, back hair, acne, and all that stuff. If you guys want to look glowing like Matt,
make sure. Or glowy like me. I'm just oily.
No, you're come
oily.
To the clinic and then you're gonna be glowing exactly. in the white room.
Okay, guys.
So make sure to go ahead and check it out. We're gonna put all our information in the description box below, and we'll see you guys next week. Son como